Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Because of the way it was delivered.
How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
I'm just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Nate, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening. Uli, Signature, and Jackie, we're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about...
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
It is Tuesday night. Hello.
I'm trying to reach Uli.
Hello.
Hello, Uli.
Yes.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm
Talib.
You just calling in?
Yes.
All right, we're actually just starting the show. I don't know how you got in so soon.
That's 1-1 talking to
Uli. Are the ladies on the line?
Somebody's here.
Hey, Nate, hey, Sig, I don't know how that was an easy one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, good evening, ladies. Good evening, ladies. It is Tuesday night. The Every Woman Talk Show is on the air, and our topic tonight is about why do we, as sisters, treat each other so bad? Mm-hmm. Nate, do you have a hot topic you want to talk about tonight? Sig, you got a hot topic?
My only hot topic is that it's April Fool's Day. So,
girl.
I don't know, have y'all been getting April Fool's jokes and comments?
I got a good one. Oh, yeah, I got a good one. My niece got me today. Called me and told me she was pregnant. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Are you going to put me out? And are you gonna? I was like, oh, Lord, not, no, no. And then she was like, April Fool's. I was like, girl, if you ever do that.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we're not doing April Fools as Muslims. You know, we don't believe in April Fools.
No. I didn't get anything like that, but I kind of will be, you know, glad when it's over. But other than that, it's just the weather is changing. It's beautiful outside. It's just
can't wait for the
motivating. Yes, yeah. And thank God. I mean, I just needed that. I needed the change of weather, change of pace, all that.
Yeah, can't wait for the girls. Sig, are you there? Sig not with us tonight? I know Jackie's running late. Is there other co-hosts running late as well? I guess so. All right. Well, let's get into it. The topic, like I said tonight, is about we as sisters, why we treat each other so bad. Basically what we're saying is, why is it so hard for us to have that camaraderie? Why is it so hard to get the compliments? Why is it so hard to have a group of us and get along so well where we don't have to have friction? And it's been through the times, it's always been like this. But I want to find a way where we can teach our younger sisters where they won't have that. I mean, does anybody have any think about anything they could come up with? You know, give us a call, let us know. We have one of the sisters on the line right now. She came in really early. I was surprised that, you know, Daryl went in so early. But, you know, you have any comments on what we're talking about?
I just think that communication, we have to lead by example. Because it's not too late for us to start. You know, we have
absolutely.
To have taqwa, have fear of Allah.
Right.
We know we're women and we go through our whatever, PMS, and we just don't like the sister for whatever. But because she's your sister in Islam, you should still be kind to her. You don't have to be a friend because everybody's not meant to be a friend. Everybody's not meant to be a companion. But you should still show that respect because at the end of the day, before you have your kufar friends or non-Muslim friends back, you got to have your sister in Islam back.
Well, you know, even for the non-Muslims, because this show is not just about the Muslim sisters.
Okay.
Even though we are both Muslims, this show is about women in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's for all of us, you know. I think that speaks for everybody. If they have any kind of religion that they're following, that should be the forerunner. And if it is, maybe then we wouldn't have so much friction amongst each other. But I don't think we put our faith first. I don't think a lot of us do that.
You know, we're trying to, you know, set a tone for the young girls and for the young ladies to model. But it's so hard to do that when we ourselves as grown women have not been all that successful. And I'm not saying everybody, but as grown women, some of us have that, I like to call it that mirror on the wall type of persona where it's, you know, you have to be the most important and most important, and you have to be the prettiest, and you have to be the center of attention. And why? Why is that? And like the sister just said, you know, you don't have to like everybody, but you should have to
respect
everybody.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the question is, why don't you? Why don't you like somebody? If you don't know them, if you have not invested anything in life, what do you know enough about them
how
to not like
know?
Them?
Right.
And that's such a huge pet peeve with me, because even when we were growing up, you know, and even still now, you have women saying, oh, she thinks she's cute. Well, doesn't everybody think they're cute, or shouldn't you think you're cute?
Uh-huh.
Or if you do think you're cute, what's wrong with that? Aren't we all trying to increase self-esteem? Oh, you know what I'm saying?
And what is cute? What is cute? What does that even mean? You know what I'm saying? What does that even entail? Because, you know, a cute face and an ugly heart means nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. It means stink.
That's exactly what it means. It's funny because I think I probably, as a young woman, could probably say, as I was coming up, it's so funny, there's a quick story I could tell. I might have been like maybe 12 or 13. I might have been about 14. I might have been like a freshman in high school. And I had a girlfriend who moved from, I met a girl who moved from California. And she moved up here. We became friends. And I'll never forget her, Lucia. Never forget her. She had really long hair. Now, me and my sister had really long hair, but Lucia's hair was longer. She wasn't, you know, she's a cute little California body, you know. And I'm like, okay, she's cute. We can hang. No problem. So she came to me one day and said, I think I should cut my hair off. I said, oh, yeah, girl, cut your hair. Your short hair cut it. Be right for you. Knowing daggone well that girl cut her hair off, she was going to look like a little monkey. And I said, yeah, oh, girl, yeah. Because why? Because I was envious. I didn't want her to have longer hair than me. And I can remember that far that happened. I don't think it has ever happened since then because I'm not that vain anymore. You know, I'm not vain like that anymore. But, oh, yeah, I definitely had my tics and tats when I was, you know, a younger woman growing into a woman. You know, and it was really funny because she cut her hair, and I was like, yes, yes.
I respect honesty, you know, I do. I just think that, like I said earlier, we have to start with us first, because what happens is we are a mirror for the young girls, whether we be Muslim,
absolutely,
and Jewish, whatever. You know, they look at us, and they see that we're bickering. Honestly, we like you said, we all think we're cute, and I don't want to feel. Like you said, what does that really entail? If you have a heart and you have a beautiful face, that means nothing.
Nothing.
And we all know, whether you are a Muslim or a Christian, that our face you can be altered in 1.23 seconds.
Absolutely.
You can go outside,
absolutely,
a car accident, get shot, whatever. You know, and may Allah protect us all from that. I mean, but something can happen, and our face could be distorted.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're no longer pretty in the face. But what does that
absolutely.
Like, what does that really
and
mean?
What's left?
The beauty?
What do you have left? Right.
Yeah,
what
so it's like. And I think when you tell somebody that, it's like, but I think a lot of that comes
Yeah, we take it for granted, and we take it on the shoulder, and we shove it off, and we go back and do the same thing that we've been doing because we don't think you're talking about us. You're not talking about me. You're talking about the next girl. You're not talking about me because you know what? We don't see our own faults sometimes. We don't see the things that we do sometimes as being hypocrites or belittling someone.
But, you know, Uli, even if, like you said, we don't see it, but for those of us that see it and we don't acknowledge it, we don't try to correct it, we don't make amends, that does even more damage because how do you ever change? How do you become a better person, a different person? You know,
and
I think even as kids, a lot of us have always had that competitive nature, and not all kids or not all girls are competitive with one another, but a lot of us with the hair, and look, my hair was never long, ponytail was like up to the top of my ear, it was what it was, it is what it is, but, you know, at what point do you grow out of that? At what point do you say, you know what, I can't be stank? And I really think it comes from a lack of communication, because how do you dislike a person, you got all this competitive nature, you're going to cuss a person out and dog them out when you haven't even made the effort to communicate with them. And, yeah, you may think that person did something to offend you, that girl did something to offend you, but if you don't foster a healthy type of communication to say, hey, you know what, I feel this type of way, let's talk about it, then you never really rectify some of those issues.
You know what, I think it comes from a lot of insecurity, and what happens is, like, if you have a girlfriend, and she doesn't like this girl because of whatever the girl might have did to her, whether it be took her boyfriend, whatever, childish stuff, you know, it's immaturity. Me as a woman, I don't dislike someone because my companion doesn't like them. Because if they haven't personally done anything to me, that's not my business. That's not my affair. And I could be friends or cordial to you and still be friends with my companion. If you don't like her, then that means we don't all go in the same circle. We have somewhere to go. We're not going to all hang out together because I know you guys don't like each other. But I'm not going to dislike you because, well, yeah, you know, such and such, I don't like that gossip and stuff. And that's where it comes from, gossiping. And don't get me wrong, men gossip more than we do. I'm sure you guys experience that. They're worse than the women with the gossip.
Yeah, so we have some more callers on the line. Mm-hmm. Sister, thank you for calling in. Every Tuesday we're here, please. You know you're my girl. Call it every Tuesday. If you got some topics you want to talk about, you know how to hit me up. We'll go through some things with the other ladies, and we'll definitely bring them up. But I got some other callers that I want to get on. I got Doreen on the line. I guess our producer's getting Doreen on for us right now.
Hello.
Doreen.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi. I'm Uli's cousin.
Hey.
Hi. Calling in.
Well, what do you think about the topic we're talking about, Rick?
Well, I just got on, so I really didn't hear much.
Okay. Well, what we're talking about is what we can do to stop to stop the sisters from belittling other sisters and teaching the other younger sisters how to come about doing that without having to go through what we went through, you know, as young girls, and keeping the camaraderie amongst each other and giving those compliments and you know, telling, oh, your hair's pretty, oh, your dress is pretty, without having some malice behind it.
Well, you pretty much said it all right there. Just being nice to one another. Stop trying to find something to say negative. Because people can always say negative things, but it's harder for them to say something positive.
Absolutely.
It was a breakdown somewhere. I don't know where, because it wasn't as bad as it is right now.
Yeah.
Girls are fighting for no reason.
And
you know, I try to teach my own. You know, our family first. It starts within the family. I teach my nieces and nephews to respect others, and make sure they respect you. And if they don't, leave them alone.
That's right. That's right.
You know, remember our parents used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Right.
What happened to that? Did we lose that along the way? You know, and even if you cut up and you get to acting a fool, make it right. Just make it right.
Right. Riri, I want to thank you for calling in. I got some other girls. Please, every Tuesday I'm here. You know, I love you.
Thank you.
Please try to call every Tuesday. Reach out to us. Like I said to the others, if you have anything you want to talk about, you want to bring up, give me a shout out, and we'll get it on the air. Who else do I have in queue? I got Layla, I believe, in queue.
You hear
me? Hi, Layla.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. We hear you.
Yes.
Hi, Layla.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
We're good.
I'm a friend of Myrna's. She told me about the show. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Oh. I guess you're still talking now about what we can do. What can we do?
What can we do?
I think one of the things we can do is show through our own behavior, is show the younger women how to behave. I had a situation about 2 years ago at work where another sister was talking about me and slamming me behind my back, and I found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
But despite what I was told, I still, every time I saw her, I was, and I don't mean nice to be mean, but just genuinely nice. If I saw something she was wearing that was cute, I complimented her. I never acted any differently than I did before I received the information. I just knew where to place her. I knew, you know what I'm saying, in terms of, I knew that she wasn't someone I could trust at work anymore, but I never stopped being kind to her. And a young woman at our job, another sister who was at that time probably she's in her late 20s, early 30s. She was just stunned. Like, why are you still speaking to her? And I wouldn't be nice to her if I were in your shoes. And she was talking about you, da, da, da. And I said, because that's not my issue. That's her issue. That's her problem. She feels the need to tear me down, and it's only but a handful of us in the workplace, and she feels the need to tear me down. That's not my issue. That's her issue, and I'm not going to. I know that I come to work. I know that I do my job well. I know that the things she's saying about me are not true, so why do I need to react?
Right. Layla, let me just let the audience know we have our other co-host on the line. Sig?
Okay.
You there, sis? Sig, are you there? I don't know. I think we have a little difficulty tonight with our lines. I don't know. Okay. Well, Layla, you're absolutely right. It's her issue, not yours.
That's right.
And sometimes we can't react, you know, because, you know, reacting sometimes, you know, gets you in trouble. So sometimes we have to, you know, look the other way. I, on the other hand, am it's very hard. I am a reactor.
Bye-bye.
I pray every day, but I am a reactor. Now, if she was talking about me, and I mean, let me tell you something. I grew up with 13 brothers and sisters. We were all singers. We all play instruments. So people always had negative things to say about us because they didn't like the closeness in our family.
Right.
So, did you there? I don't know what's going on tonight. All right. They didn't like the closest in our family. So there were people who didn't like us who didn't even know us. And as I got older, I ran into some of the same people, and they're like, you know what? We met under different circumstances. They're like, you know, I had no reason to dislike you. I don't even know why I disliked you. I just did.
Right.
I'm like, that's so stupid. Like, if I don't like you, I have a reason. You know the reason. And then
Right.
And then that's
right.
It. You know, so we don't have to go no further than that because you already know the issue. And if we can't get past that issue, then we have a problem. Then we can just not speak at all because there's no point in speaking if we can't get past the issue at hand.
Right. And that's fine. That's understandable.
Yeah. Layla, we thank you for calling in. You know, we have so many calls calling in now. We are so grateful for our listeners calling in. Myrna is on the line. We want to get Myrna in. And Layla, every Tuesday, give us a call. Like I said, Myrna knows how to get in touch with me. Any topics you'd like to hear on the air, let us know. We know this is for every woman, so we want to know what every woman is thinking about.
Hello, ladies.
Hi,
Myrna. Salaam alaikum, sis. I'm listening. I'm listening to the commentary and the discussion, and it's just very interesting. I think if you don't give negativity the extra energy, you don't have time to focus on it. Because as I heard the comment, you're spilling out words and you're saying things behind my back. You're not going to tell me, say, to my face in a manner of corrective criticism. So that means it's not worth my time. It's not worth my effort. If you haven't physically assaulted my person, it's not worth my time. It's not worth it. If we give less energy to the negative and focus more on the positive, then you don't have those issues. One of the other things we need to teach our younger sisters is that it is okay to disagree. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
It does not mean that you're a bad person. it does not mean that there's something wrong with you. It means that we have two different point of views.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be able to share the same traveling space. We may not be able to share the same enjoyment space, but we can respect each other as individuals and for their
mm-hmm.
ideas and for
right.
their modes of thinking. I don't have a problem if you don't like what I like, because as my father always told me, they make chocolate and vanilla ice cream because everybody don't like chocolate and everybody don't like vanilla. And since
but what about
told me that,
what about these so-called friends that we have, and we have this great, wonderful friendship with them, but when it comes down to looking in the glass mirror, that mirror isn't so glassy anymore. What about those friends who are, and not purposely belittling you, I don't even know what the purpose of them having their point of view when it really has nothing to do with them, but everybody has their say-so. What about those situations?
Well,
you know,
everybody has an opinion.
Everybody has a place. You know, not every friend.
Exactly.
Should even be a friend. Some people are meant to be associates, and some people aren't genuine friends. So it's you kind of have to categorize people. Like,
mm-hmm.
how much do I let this person in? How much do I share with this person? Because
uh-huh.
everybody that calls themselves a friend does not always have your best interest at
and
heart.
Definitely.
And they will definitely do damage. But now I have a question to the caller. And you said something about as long as a person is not harming you physically. But now let's define that. Now, does that just mean, like, fighting? If somebody's trying to fight you, does it mean somebody's trying to break your car window, or could it be somebody verbally assaulting
your character? Well, you know what? The verbal assault on my character, I think I have to piggyback off of what Layla said. If I know that it's not really true, I can't even spend time with that, because what you're gonna, the response you're going to get from me is I can't even have a discussion with you about it. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
And I'm just that person. In a little different in ways, because when I was younger in college, I had a friend who I thought she was, or I should say at this stage in life, I can say she was an acquaintance. I thought this young lady was the most gorgeous woman. Like, she was attractive. She never
Thank
thought
you,
she
Myrna.
Was attractive.
Thank you, Myrna.
You're welcome.
She seemed
to have all the people buzzing around. Every time I was in her presence, was more people, hey, how you doing? Filling their guts to her, and I'm like, wow, I need to have that charm and charisma. Then I would notice the situation she would put me in particular, and I'm like, why is she doing that? And it took a man to say to me, do you not see that that woman is jealous of you? And I said, what do you mean? She's much better looking than me. Her parents have money. She has money. She's smart. What are you talking about? He was like, the difference is you can stand on your own and stand for your own ideals. She needs these people that want
to
be around her and think that
to
she's
so
great
she
to
is.
Build her ego and to fill her
that.
Up. And I never saw that, but I always took that to heart to say I kind of marched to my own drummer, and not to say I got on purple socks with pink shoes and all that, but it's sort of like I'm television. I'm focused on this is who I am. This is what I had. So years old, I'm a big girl, so I may not please everybody. And if I don't please you, it's okay that you don't care for me or you don't like what I like. I'm cool with that.
But it's easy for us at the age we are now, and all of us are different ages, and Kay's a little baby. She's a little bit younger than us, for us to say these things now. But these young girls who we want to reach out to, these young girls that we want to mentor, that we want to explain to them, look, did that, then there's got to be a way that we can grasp their attention and let them understand. Because, see, what they're doing, when we talk to them, is whatever. They old. They don't know nothing. They're not really listening. They're not really, unless they're extremely intelligent and they want to really sit and listen and respect you for who you are, then they'll listen. But on an average, their theory is they old. They don't know nothing. That was then. This is now. Times are different. Times are very different.
Same thing we said to our parents back then, probably. I think we need to, of course, lead by example. And let's just be honest, some of the little girls coming up are not going to get it until they get it. And they may not get it until they're in their 40s. Like, I have a company, I ain't that chick. And it's pretty much, you know, it's to self-empower, mm-hmm. young girls and women, that you don't have to be nasty. You don't have to be spanked. You don't have to tear down another sister. Like, if you got something on that I like, I'm going to tell you I like it. And then I'm probably going to ask you, where did you get it from? So I can go get it if I want it. Now, some people don't share. Some people do. But you know, on the other end, I could have said, oh, she's staying. She thinks she's cute. Or look at her trying to show up. No, it's not about that. So I think if we continue to dialogue with our young girls, to talk to them, to be very open about our own experiences, and to let them know that, yeah, you know what, maybe I did it the wrong way, but I'm trying to do it this way now. So I think communication, really, in all things, it helps.
Yeah.
Can I add
we are going to go
to
– oh, absolutely. Who's adding?
This is Umtalib. You mentioned about asking someone, asking Uli where'd you get it from, you compliment her, which is fine. Now, I know women in particular, if you ask them, oh, where'd you get that from, they compliment them, they don't want to tell you, or they pretend they forgot.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing.
Right.
Whatever I have on, first of all, it's not an original. So they made more than one, unless it's somebody
right.
especially just for you. But more likely, even if it is original, we're not going to look alike in the shit with an outfit. We're not going to go
right.
hang out together at the same place at the same
right.
time, and we're not going to look alike. It's going
right.
to may look
right.
one way on you and look another way on me. So what's wrong with me saying to you,
absolutely.
I put it to the store. Or you know what? My companion made it for me. Would you like to make one for you? Let me call and ask her. I don't have a problem with that. So women, you know, women feel like if I got it on, I don't want her to look like me. Sweetie, if they made one in that store, they made plenty more.
I have a lady who works for me, and she'll say, oh, that's a nice top. I'm like, oh, I got it, blah, blah, blah. My girl always paid, blah, blah, blah. And then the other girl paid me, why would you tell it? Because I don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care. I really, really do not. I'm so okay in my skin. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. We have to go on a break. We're going to throw the number out there for any other call listeners who want to call in. It's 646-478-4507. Please call in, but we are going to go to a quick music break. Ladies, stand by. Don't leave us, and we'll be right back. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Who do we have on hold? Who's this?
It's Myrn.
Oh, Myrn. Okay. Did our producer take us out to a music break?
Shadow. Radio.
Now in the relation of Slow Jam Jam Tape Show on Shadow World Radio.
Let me jump.
are now listening to the Relations Slow Jams Show with your host, Mr. Nell.
Hello, ladies. We are back, we are back, we are back, and we are talking about what we can do to make it better for the sisters to have some kind of camaraderie. We also have our co-host that just joined us. Sig, you're on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Sig, what happened to you? I'm telling you, we're going to start finding you.
Say what?
We're going to start finding you.
I have been for the last month all over the country, all over the world, and this is my last week of travel. So by the time I get a chance to call in, I'm late, and I apologize for that.
We will forgive you. We will forgive you. You got to take care of business. Business comes first. Work comes first. Have you been listening in? You know what we're talking about. What's your thoughts on it?
I just chimed in right before the music started. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I apologize.
Well, we really are just, we're going to recap it real quick. We're just talking about what we've gone through as grown women now, what we went through as teenagers and young women, how, you know, this is just the backbiting, the belittling, the can't give compliments, you know. How do we change that for our younger sisters coming up now? Like, what do we need to do? What can we do?
Oh, we lead by example. That thing about compliments, that kills me. If I see something, a female if she rocking that, I'm letting her know.
Uh-huh.
I will go out of my way to let her know.
Uh-huh.
You have no idea what that one little compliment could do for somebody for the day.
Absolutely.
When I'm around
right.
females, and I don't associate with a lot of females because I'm not into the catty crap. When I'm around females and another female show up, and their first instinct is that, oh, she thinks she cute, whatever. No, you jealous, hooker. You're jealous. Let's address that right here, right now. And I'm not saying this behind anybody's back. I say it to their face.
Uh-huh.
Don't be jealous because she's rocking that, and it won't fit your body type.
Right.
Go run.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's what it comes down to. If your first instinct is to say something totally negative without that double take. Now, there are some hot messes running around to make you go, what were you thinking before you walked out the house? If you pull them to the side and go, what the hell were you
thinking? What were you thinking before you walked out the house?
And I have done that to people. Sweetie, did we need to go shopping? Because there's a store up the street. Because what happened here? What went wrong?
Yeah.
But it's how you treat people and how you approach them and how
right.
they receive it. If you come at them negative and if you feel like you got to get everybody on your side to talk about that person, that's not going to be received well.
Right.
And that's the women
right.
usually do. They like wolves. They like to travel in packs. I don't deal with packs. I'll take you out one at a time. If you approach somebody one-on-one and be like, okay, you know, normally you look really cute. That skirt is up your butt today. That's not appropriate. You have that conversation. You just bonded with her. She appreciates the fact that you approached her and told her because maybe she doesn't think she looks a hot mess in that.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't know it. She doesn't know the message she's giving off or whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can give some women compliments and they turn their nose up at you. I'm going to get with you too.
Yeah, and you got to let them go. Just, yeah, you just got to kind of turn
just
your head.
One that you'll say, oh, those shoes are cute. They go, thank you. You know, I had a girl to me, and she go, and the shoes were cute. I thought they were really cute. I happened to notice she got them at Payless because I watched her walk out of the store with them on. But I didn't say anything. They were cute. They were really cute, too.
Uh-huh.
And she put her nose up at me, and I said, wait a minute, Trick. My
you
one
just walked out of Payless.
Whole outfit. Don't act like you're better than anybody else because today,
uh-huh.
just one day, you look cute. And
uh-huh.
women need to learn how to take a compliment. That was a big thing when my mom and my dad, we were little, somebody pay you a compliment, you say thank you, you keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I think some of the women who put their nose up may not really think we're giving them a compliment or may think that we think, girl, sit down somewhere, you know, or because they already have that air about themselves. Like, I'm the shit, I'm the, you know, and I don't really need your compliment. And are you really giving me a compliment or are you being a smart? So, you don't even know these days. You don't know whether you should, you know, like I was laughing the other day at my job. I'm like, you know, I'll see a girl with a bad body. I'm like, oh, my God, a girl got a bad body. Now, will I say that to her? I don't think I would say it to her unless I knew her because I don't want you to think I'm freaky. So, no, we're not going to go that far. But I will definitely in my mind say, hey, she's got a really nice body or she's got really nice eyes or she's got a really nice smile. Let me tell you a really quick funny thing. Somebody I was dating, putting their names out there, had an ex-girlfriend. And I didn't care for her because it was an ex-girlfriend. But she had a beautiful smile. And I had to say, like, I like this chick, but her smile is engaging. It's like sunshine. And I don't like you, but you got a beautiful smile. But, I mean, at least I gave her, I wasn't going to give her nothing else, but she got that for me. You wouldn't give her nothing else. But you got that. You know, but, you know, there's some women who wouldn't even say that. Wouldn't even acknowledge the fact that she had a beautiful smile.
A lot of times women will stare at another woman. And a lot of times they're staring just because they see something they like on that woman. They don't always say it, but that's why they're staring sometimes. Because you got some women that's just staring to be nasty. But, you know, I've caught myself staring at some women, and it's not if I'm trying to pick them up enough. And it's just that I admire something that they have on or what they're looking like. And then I try to tell them, you know, because I don't want nobody to think I'm just staring them down their throat. But, you know, a lot of times that's where the look comes from.
But I don't know. You do get those women to make you go, God damn.
Absolutely.
Body is freaking rocking.
Absolutely.
And because I'm that person and will talk to a doorknob, I'll talk to anybody. I'm going to tell her, girl, I'm not trying to be funny, but you got a badass body. Did you work out or did God give you that? Don't let it go. You know?
Tell me.
And so Because a lot of times what I find out, too, is a lot of women who are just simply gorgeous, people just stare at them and they never say anything to them. And those women have a lot of insecurities and low self-esteem that people don't realize they have. You assume she looks like that, she carries herself like that. Oh, my gosh, she must know. She doesn't know all the time. And that one time, I'm telling you, a compliment to somebody at the right time, at the right moment, makes their day.
But I think society has a lot to do with what we think pretty is. But we talked about this before. Like, and think you missed it, because what I had said was pretty face, ugly heart. You're ugly. You're ugly. You're just ugly. You're ugly all the way around the board. I don't care about your body, your hair, your face, your money. If you have an ugly heart, if you are an ugly person, nothing else you can say to me is going to make me give you a compliment or make me see you any other way than what I already see you. So, and dudes, same thing over dudes. You know, you could be an ugly dude, but you have a good heart. Now, I'm single, date you, but you would, you know, have a good heart but an ugly face. And that's how you could even say, well, how in the world did he get her? That's how he got her, because he had a good heart.
Exactly. You know what? I have been in the mall because I'm a people watcher, and I'll go sit in the mall or I'll go sit somewhere, and I'll watch people. And I remember when I first went to Hell, which is Birmingham, for people that don't know, I call it Hell. When I first went to Hell, I had nothing to do. I went to the mall. This man, I could have climbed on top of him and rode him on the escalator. Gorgeous. Gorgeous body. This man was just delicious. He was gorgeous, and he smelled good, and he had that deep voice. He was with this woman that made me go, what the hell? And then, you know, I kept looking at them, and I'm standing next to the kiosk, and this man is gay. Is going, girl, she's just making it harder for the rest of us. I got enough problems without you and her. And so I followed them, and I watched them, and their interaction. It was just so beautiful. I had to talk to them. When they went to the food court, I bought them lunch. We had a discussion. They are together because they saw past the outside of each other. They got it, and they had a conversation.
She didn't see the outside. He saw the outside, but she saw the inside, outside, inside, and everything else.
No, she looked past beauty because of who she was. She never thought, she thought they would just be friends. She's a real friendly person. She has that bubbly personality, that person that no matter what they do, no matter what happened, you can never be mad at them. That was her. And so she never thought, you know, she used to think to herself that I could never be on his level. So when they met and they started hanging out, he was trying to get to know her because she's got a personality that reaches across the room at you. I kid you not. So that's how they met. And she was thinking, oh, this is just a good friend of mine. And he was thinking, I want to wife her. They have been married for 20 years. And I'm like, Jesus, girl, you're blessed. So tell nobody you're not. You're blessed.
Well, I'm telling you, my brother married, and I hate to talk about it because, you know, she's no longer with us, but, oh, my God, when he said he lives in Connecticut and he was like, I'm getting married, so we all got together. We drove to Connecticut. We had never met her. We got down there, and we saw her. Every single one of my brothers and sisters prayed and said, just don't let them have no kids. Just don't let them have no kids. Just don't let them have no kids because because of my vainness and society, she wasn't a pretty girl. She wasn't an attractive woman. But when you got to know her heart.
Oh my God,
I fell in love with her. I mean, the sweetest person in the world lay down and drop dead for you, and I got it. It clicked, but I had to get to know her. I had to look past that, like, oh, but then they had kids, and a lot of God, because they look just like us, but it was funny that we all had the same kind of feeling, like, oh, Lord, are you serious? You marrying that? And then when we were on our way back home to Jersey, we all was like, oh, my gosh, she is the sweetest thing in the world. Oh, my gosh, she's so funny. Oh, my gosh, she's so this. Oh, my gosh, she cooks up butter. It was everything that he fell in love with. We all fell in love with the same thing.
He ended up being blessed. But ladies, I want to, you know, kind of turn it towards us because since we're talking about sisters and relationships and how we communicate and get along, and we are four women, I hate that Jackie's not on the air, but we're four women, you know, doing a talk show, and we didn't know each other initially, so how do we make it work? And, you know, and maybe our listeners can kind of peek in and get an insight at us. How do we make it work, and how do
we just like Myrna said, you know, we don't have to agree, because we don't always, you saw that last week, we didn't agree on everything last week, and this week I think we're in agreement because we understand what we need to do to make that movement. But there are going to be times in our shows where we're going to be at each other's throats because we have other opinions other than what yours is. Just because mine is different than yours doesn't mean yours is right and mine is wrong, or mine is wrong and yours is right. It just means respect what I say, and I respect what you say. And if we got a problem with it, we'll take care of it later. You know, and hopefully we can iron out, like what did I say before, we can't iron out the problem, then I'm just going to leave you alone.
Exactly.
I'll back away from the situation because I'm not going to continue going back and forth and back and forth over something that is repetitive for what? Why are we repeating this? If we don't agree on it, move on to something else. If we can't move on to something else, then something's got to give.
You may have to distance yourself from a person.
The thing is, with people, and Ben, I'm more than some more top shows, we've been through this, and you eventually end up, you grow together, and you get to know one another, and then you'll know the triggers, and you'll know, you know, that if we talk about this, or if this comes up, so-and-so's going to feel this way about it. And it's not so much about, it's more than just the respect thing to me. This is just me, and I tell everybody, I can't stand conversation bullies. And those are the people who, you say it's green, I say it's orange. For whatever reason, those are opinions. You can't tell me I'm wrong that it's not orange.
Right.
Because orange is what I see. Orange is what I freaking see. And so I can respect the fact that you can say it's green. I go, okay, you say it's green. And if we keep talking, I'll find out why you said it was green or why you see it as green and why I see it as orange. And in the end, for adult conversations, for me, they have to end with the real agree to disagree. People say, okay, we disagree to disagree. But you don't, because you still hold
people
on.
Don't.
Yeah,
you don't. People don't.
You still hold. People don't.
Yeah. People hold on. People come up with these preconceived notions. They're making up in their mind what you think, how you feel, and you did this, and you did that. I never want to give anybody that much of my time or energy to sit here and plot and contemplate what I think they thought, what I think they said, what I think they did. Never.
A true agree to disagree comes out in an adult conversation where it's orange, it's green, okay? You say it's green, and I can tell you I'm saying it's green because, not that I have to defend my opinion to you, but we're having a conversation, so let's continue the conversation because that's what we are. And then in the end, I say, okay, I can see why you think it's green on that one point. On the other points, I'm not so sure about, but that's cool. You know, those are your thoughts. I can respect the fact that you have an opinion. I can respect the fact that you have an opinion, that you're willing to back up with facts for whatever reason in your eyes, as long as you can respect the fact that I have an opinion that it's freaking orange, and in the end, it's still orange. It may have some green around the edge, but it's still orange. If you can respect a person's true opinion and maybe get
I don't think we do, though. I think in the back of our mind, we still are saying, that shit crazy. It's green. I'll let her get away with saying orange. But in the back of our mind,
depends on who I'm having that conversation with. Like, it's like people who, you know how you get people that can tell you, girl, you need to do so-and-so. You can go, okay, get the hell out of my face. I have no respect for you, and I ain't asking for your opinion. But at the same time, somebody whose opinion you respect can say da-da-da-da-da, and you'll take that to heart, and you'll work, you'll improve on it. It'll be something
else. I don't know. Like, I respect Jackie. I love Jackie with all my heart. But there's some times I'd be like, shut up. I don't want to hear that. Shut up, because you don't know what you're talking about. Because I don't... It may be because I don't want to hear what she's saying, and maybe I don't want the truth of what she's saying. So her opinion may be what I don't want to hear at that particular time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I ain't even trying to hear that, you know, because your opinion.
Like I said, that's me. That's my thought process. That's how I think. Mm-hmm. That's how I have conversations. That's what it means to me. And then to you, and you're right, there are some people who can, I don't care what they say, they can have 6 million degrees, and I'm going to look at them like, I didn't respect you the day you were born. Why the hell you think I care about what you're saying now? You're going to have those relationships with people. Honestly, that's true. But people who have a conversation on a regular freaking basis, You've got to come to some middle ground. You've got to
I still don't believe as people we consider our companions, our friends, or whatever you want to, whatever title you want to give them. I think sometimes even with that, the reason why there's so much cattiness is because someone always crosses the line with their opinion. And sometimes your opinion is not needed. I don't care what you think. Right,
or
you
the delivery.
And you could even deliver it to me correctly. The point is it any of your business? Did I ask you for it? If I don't ask you for it, don't give it to me. You know, I think that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is, and I tell my sisters this all the time, it's four of us. My cousin was on the line today. I think it's six girls on my mother's sister's side and four of my and I said to my sister, you know why we don't get along like they get along? Because they mind their damn business and y'all don't. Y'all always send somebody want to tell me what you think, how I'm supposed to move left and move right. I'm going to tell you what they said before. I asked my cousin before, how do y'all get along so well? Y'all sisters, all different ages, different stuff going on in your life. She said, listen, I'm on my business. If my sister needs me, I'm there. If she's dating somebody I don't think is right for her, if she asks me, I tell her. If she don't ask me, I mind my business. She falls, I pick her up. And that's what I think the biggest thing is. When do we give our opinions? When you feel,
well, it depends on the relationship also. If you have a cool friend, a best girlfriend, where you know you guys can dialogue and you can just say what you need to say to her without killing her, then, yes, you can give your opinion without it being solicited. But people that you're not that close to, you can't just go up giving your opinion and how you feel and I think this and I think, no, you cannot do that. And even if you do that with some of the best of your friends, that can kill the relationship.
Right.
So you really got to, you know, use discernment, and you got to be wise. You got to know what the friendship is, the basis of your friendship, how strong it is, and can it really handle what you're about to say?
Yeah, that's true.
I think it goes more than that. If you're really friends with somebody or you really associate with somebody and you get to know that person, you know what their delivery is going to be like. You know in certain situations whether you ask for that opinion or not. They may have something to say. They may say it. They may not. And, you know, it was like this girl asked me, you know, hey, can I give some advice, sweetie? No. My advice will cost you $6.50 an hour. I can give you my opinion, but it's just my opinion. It doesn't mean anything. You've got to find out what works for you. And I tell people that all the time. I don't want to give anybody any advice or tell anybody what to do because if shit go left for you, if you come back at me, I'll be like, who told you to listen to me? I am not doing it.
That's why I don't give advice. That's why I don't give relationship advice. Don't call me talking about, let me tell you what he did. Nope, don't tell me what he did because I don't care because I ain't going to tell you what to do because if I tell you to stay and it's worse, you're going to be mad at me. If I tell you to leave and you're sad, you're going to be mad at me. So I don't care. I mean, I care. I got your back. But don't ask me because I'm not saying it. And we're talking about that. When you say you should know your friends and know when you can say something, know when you can give your advice and when not to give the advice, you know, we think sometimes when someone is pouring their heart out to us that gives us an open door to give our opinion. Not necessarily true. I might just need your shoulder. I don't need your assessment of what we're talking about. I just need you to open your ears and your heart and listen sometimes. I think we get that messed up sometimes, too. Like, well, if you told me about this nigga, I'm going to tell you about this nigga. No, I ain't asked that. I'm just saying, listen.
See,
so sometimes.
At the same time, okay, this is me, and this is how I am. I can help you with something when I get your details. I don't like people that want details. I don't like fat gatherers. That's what I call them. Notorious fat gatherers. They can throw that in your face later. If you've got a situation, I can help you and guide you with the situation without the details. I don't need to know what he said, what you did, what went left, what went wrong. I can guide you otherwise. People who go, well, tell me what happened. And give me all the details. Get the hell away from me. You're nosy. I don't do nosy. I don't have secrets, but I'm a very private person. I do not need things thrown back in my face.
And so,
I look at people, and I tell people all the time, when you have an argument with your man, when you have an argument with your woman, I just told a group of people this today, then if you are not man enough, woman enough to take it to your man or your woman, you're in a relationship with the wrong person. If you go running to the rooftops and tell everybody else every little thing he did, except to your family, when you guys get back together, they're going to forever hold.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
He did over your damn head, and you're going to create that rift between this person that you love and your family. Don't
absolutely.
Do that. And keep then I, when I was married, and we were in Germany, and we had to be in this wives group, it drove me batty. And they were always, when the husbands left, they were always husband bashing. I'm not husband bashing. My husband's not the best husband in the world. Actually, he was working my nerves at the time. But if I have to complain about a husband that much, I need a divorce.
Right.
And that's what I told him. He's like, you never say anything. I said, you know what? When it gets to the point where I got to open my mouth and say, he did this, this, and this, and this, I need to be telling that to the judge. This is why I need this divorce. I'm not telling the rest of the world. Number one, it's not the rest of the world's business. Number two, it's not going to help my relationship to tell you. So you can be looking at my husband sideways. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job.
Let me shout out the number one more time, ladies, in case somebody wants to call in. We're 646-478-4507. If any of you ladies want to call back in and give your opinions on everything else you've heard for the night, please do so, because we will be closing out soon. So we'd like to hear some more of our guests if you guys want to. Sig, we don't know what happened to Jackie tonight.
Jackie's baking. She's probably baking.
Well, yeah, baking. I'm going to bake her.
She's sending me my damn sweet potato cupcakes. All joke.
She was making sweet potato pies last night, so I would get on her if I was you.
Ooh,
I know she had to work late tonight, and I know she told me she had a flat tire, she had some stuff going on. So, we'll,
Jackie,
we'll
holding it down for you. Sisterhood,
right?
Absolutely. Out to you, whatever you need, hit us up, let us know. I found a way for you to send me sweet potato cupcakes, by the way, overnight.
Lord. Found a shipping way. Let's talk about, let me just throw some stuff out there while we're still on the line. We have the relay for the cancer on June 14th. And Sig is coming up from Atlanta. Sig is going to be here in Jersey with us. Sig and Jackie and Atea are going to be on that road, walking that walk. And I am going to be
a
cheerleader on the sideline with my pom-pom chair.
Wait a minute.
Because you're going to walk with us. The man from the Man Up Talk Show is going to walk with us, whether they want to or not. They're going to be there.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
You messed up that announcement.
The mister this weekend, if he's going to be out that weekend, he'll be there too. Everybody I know. I told my best friend I needed for him to go and walk too. He's 6'2", he can walk. No problem.
Well, we got the Man Up Show. We got the Relationship Show on Sunday. We have the Man Up Show on Fridays at 8, I believe they are on at 8. The Relationship
Seven.
Show, up they're on 7 to, what, we changing these times?
The men are on from 7 to 9 on Fridays.
Okay, well, y'all got 2 hours. Ain't that some? And
Flagship Show, come on now, Flagship Show.
You got the Game Strong, he's on Monday nights. And you have the Relationship Show on Sunday. And, you know, we're killing the air. The Shadow World family, we are killing the air. We are killing you guys.
Yes.
But we want you guys to support us. I haven't been online to see how many sponsors we've had. I put shout out. We need sponsors. If you want us to be out there walking, we need sponsors so we can go out there walking. So please hit us up on our page, the Every Woman Talk Show, and do some sponsoring for us.
They can come and take pictures with us, right, and come and see us and meet us.
We should have some t-shirts available at that time. We're in the process of doing that. I think you and I still got to get together.
I want a black hat.
Black hat. All right,
Black
Sig.
Hat.
Okay, Sig. Black hat for you. Pink hat for Jackie.
Jackie, what's your color?
I
don't even need a hat. No hat for me. No
hat. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm baldy now, so I probably could do a hat. I have cut all my hair off. I'm completely bald now.
But you're working.
I still haven't found anybody to cut mine yet. I'm working on it. It'll be cut by June, though. So it'll be way
it's done.
I have all this hair
done
on my head.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny that we talk about, you know, this, because I think all of our shows somehow keep tying back in together, and I think it's a wonderful thing that we are trying to bring awareness for so many different things, but it all ties back in together at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I think it's respect.
Definitely. It's respect. It's communication, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You can't come up with your own concept and ideas, and then we want to send this message out to even the young girls that are in middle school, elementary school. You know, don't do that mean girl type of stuff. You know, if you got a group of girls that's ganging up on another girl, separate yourself. Don't do that. You know, if you gotta, you know, talk to the teacher, get somebody in. Don't join in with the crowd just because. Not cool. And it's, you know what, it's okay to go and say, you know what, I feel this kind of way. You know, can we talk about it? It's okay to do stuff like that. And so what we're trying to send the message is that less, we may not always get the communication and the sisterhood thing right, but it's never too late.
Never too late.
You know, we can
late.
Always challenge our listeners. If you see a female that's working it, whatever day you go out, give her a compliment. Say, hey, girl, you looking good. Or, girl, I like those shoes. Or, girl, that hair is late. Anything. Just, you know, anything.
But you know what?
Getting
it right also means saying, I'm sorry. If we think we did something that was wrong to someone or said something that was hurtful to someone, you know, sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I may have meant it, but I'm sorry.
That's
you know?
Huge. But not a lot of people
yeah.
can do that. Not
yeah.
a lot of people
yeah.
will do that. You know,
yeah.
and I've even struggled with that back in the day, but it's kind of when I got to the point where I know I cut up and I cut a fool, and I really,
right.
and it doesn't matter if my intent was to hurt somebody or not, but the fact that I hurt them, when I finally felt comfortable going back and saying, you know what, I hurt you, I apologize, and not
right.
that if I offended you or if I hurt you, no, I hurt you, I apologize.
Right. But you know what you did.
That was gross. Yeah, of course,
mm-hmm.
that was gross for me, but you got some
mm-hmm.
people, you know, act a fool, cut a fool, and never even rectify the situation.
Right.
You can't overlook.
Right.
You can't overlook stuff and feel like you're
going to
get over it.
And think it's just
going
to go away because it's not going to go away. And that person is going to harbor that. That person is going to harbor that. They may not ever bring it up. They may not
right.
ever mention it to you again. But believe me, it's sitting there. It's sitting right
exactly.
in there. You know.
Exactly. You cut yourself off from relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you know. It's okay. We all cut the fool and mess up. But, you know, be big enough to say, hey, you know what? I need
I'm
to
sorry.
Fix it.
Yep. I got to fix that.
And that's a woman. That's a woman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not about
Absolutely.
Any looks. That's not about any hair. That's pure heart, pure character.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. And, you know, and for me, I always, you know, pray God, you know, let my character, you know, keep me wherever you're going to take me, whatever door you're going to open for me, God, let me have the character to be able to walk into that door
mm-hmm.
and to stand there and represent.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got to be
funny.
Everybody's thing, but that's my thing.
No. It's funny because even when, you know, Myrna is a Muslim and the other, Umi, she called in, she's a Muslim. We all have known them in different facets of my life. But the funny thing about it is when I think about religion and I think about Christians, Jews, whatever, I don't care what it is, whatever you want to be, somebody always thinks they're a better one than the other. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who made you think you're better than me? Did you have a personal meeting with God that I didn't know about and he told you was number one? Because I must have missed that one. And I hate that. I despise that. We talked about that when we had our Where's the Black Churches Going? You know, like, you're not better than me because, you know, you might read the book a little bit more than me. You might be a little more knowledgeable than me. But that doesn't make you
yeah.
a better person than me, a better Muslim than me, a better Christian than me. You know, you can go to church on Sunday, and what did you do all week before you got to church on Sunday? Or you can go to the masjid on Friday, but what did you do all week before you got to the masjid
exactly.
on Friday?
It's a heart
you know?
Issue. It's an issue of
yeah.
the heart. And look, even mm-hmm. Judas hung out with Jesus, but he ended up betraying him, and he went to hell, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's just a heart issue. And, and we definitely want to stress to our young girls and all our listeners that it's not about the look. It's not about how stacked you are, how much
no.
money you got, what kind of man, you know, you got on your arm. It's about your heart. At
your
the end of the day, it's just about your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
That's Natalia's take on it.
Sick, what are you doing?
Oh, I was fucking with somebody. I heard everything y'all said, but I had to fuck with somebody. People be working my nerves.
I heard that's you back
love.
Out
of
the conversation.
That's love.
No,
like,
we're not going to get into that. We ain't going to talk about that. Cause you know how I feel about that.
Mind your business. That's what that is. Minding your business.
See, there you go. I'm going to mind my business.
Minding your
yep.
business. No, I'm talking about them. What are you doing? Okay, wait, then hold up. You don't butter.
Yeah.
No business here, boo. Sorry. But, no, I'll never forget. My mom and dad used to always get on me. You did you think about things before you said? I did. That's why I came out so perfect. And then that threw them for a loop. And my brother keeps saying I missed out on some whoopings, but I thought I got enough. But when it comes to apologizing and saying that you're wrong about something and owning up to it, I'm all about that. But the thing is, And I'll tell anybody, you got to be convicted of that. Uh-huh. You've got to come to your moment when you say, I can apologize for that. I was dead wrong for that.
Right.
You know, I used to tell my dad all the time, I had this aunt. I was not her favorite, but we had things in common. And she liked to do those things with me. And as long as we were doing those things, we got along. When we weren't doing those things, we were battling. And she would always say something to me, and it's said to me not to say something back to her. And then I would say something, she would go run and tell my parents. So I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. Every Sunday, I swear I was being marched to her house to apologize. So I finally told my dad, I'm not apologizing to her anymore. And he goes, yes, you would. Your mom said you would. I had called her a bitch.
Mm.
And I said, okay, I'm going to apologize. Went to her house. I said, you know what, auntie? I apologize if you're a bitch. And my dad was like, that's not an apology. That's the best you can get. Because that's how I feel, for real. And then I told him, I said, I thought about this. Don't tell me I didn't think about it. I'm tired of apologizing to her every Sunday because she demands it. She doesn't apologize to me. She starts.
But what are you apologizing for? Are you doing something you shouldn't be doing?
No, let me tell you. We'll be so. She likes to sew. She taught me to sew. I loved sewing when I was a kid. So then I would sew. But then I used to run track. If it was a Saturday where I had to track meet or something and I wasn't going with her, she would tell my mom, she didn't even come back. She told me she would come by my house, and my mom would be all in the tizzy by the time I got home. Mom had track practice today.
Mm.
Oh. But you don't correct that. I was like, she knew I had track practice. And then she would say little things to me, and I'd be like, okay, you're pushing a button. I say something to her, and I'm in trouble. I'm tired of her.
Yeah, I was like my grandmother. Yeah, I had that same kind of relationship.
I said, I'm fed up. And I told her, I said, you know what, as much as I love sewing, I can't sew with you anymore. I can sew by myself. I can't do anything else with you because you get me in trouble. It's best if we just stay away from each other. And they thought I was joking until that day I told her I apologized. She was a bitch. And I told my parents, they can beat me to death. That's the best that apology is going to get. And I meant that. And so my mom was like, well, still think about it. And I say, no, it's I'm grown now, and I thought about it, and I still want to apologize to her for being a bitch. She's still a bitch to this day.
So you didn't really want to apologize, and I guess, well, you know, parents will make you apologize, but you really didn't want to.
It was two things I really did to her on purpose. I caught myself getting her before she got me, and I was so wrong about that.
Ladies, we have the baker that just tuned in. Miss Jackie.
Okay, wait.
Jackie, what you got?
Where am I talking?
Hello, my sisters. I was enjoying the story. Sid, you go ahead and finish your story about you and your auntie.
No. Sometimes
well,
wait, before you finish
calling your aunt the word, we have a caller. We're going to get her in real quick because, you know, we don't have much time. And then we're going to wrap up, let Jackie have some words since she came in 5 hours later. Tara, we got you on.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Interesting topic, I really must say. And, you know, as a female and, you know, being the oldest of all of my cousins, female cousins, I understand that, you know, we have our issues. But the sad thing is what I have found a lot, and I love my women, and it tears me apart when I'm walking down the street and I see young ladies, you know, calling each other bees and, just not speaking to each other appropriately, and it really does hurt my heart. And then I think about it, and I was like, you know, we go through a lot in our lives, and unfortunately, misery loves company.
Absolutely.
You know? And until we as women deal with what we have had to go through in our lives and ourselves, it's very hard to, you know, spread that love to another female. And I think
Good point.
We spend a lot of time call ourselves, you know, we're strong, we can get through anything, yet everything that we've gone through that have hurt us or, you know, made us feel like we were less than still impacts everything we do and say. Whether we choose to accept it or not. And I think that's one thing that we tend to forget about in our interactions with each other. And I think if we work on ourselves, we can certainly, you know, impact that relationship and impact that image that, you know, we are angry black women, or that image that we are constantly crabbing about, never helping each other out. It's a ministry that I think as leaders understand ourselves, that we help others try to understand themselves better, and that relationship will turn around.
Sarah, where are you calling from?
Get that out there. I'm in Newark.
Okay, all right, okay. We just want to know where some of our callers are calling from. We've got Jersey in the house, okay.
I'm in Newark, in the Brick City.
That's right, Brick City, holding it down. We appreciate your call.
Say that again.
I said that was our Brick City sister.
Yes.
Carrie, yes, definitely.
And I have an auntie that I feel like that about, but you know what? I just got to pray for her and love for her and let her do what she does. If I see her, I love on her. When I don't see her, I don't make extra efforts to go see her.
Oh. But now, Tara, is there a time when you say, you know what, I'm tired of praying, forget it, I need to address this, or no, you just say, you know what, I'm going to take the prayer route, keep it moving?
People are who they are. And the only people we can change is ourselves. So I keep praying. So I haven't stopped the prayer for her at all. But I do limit our interaction.
Okay.
I do limit our interaction. But I don't think we can ever give up.
When I was home, and then my aunt knew I was home, and she was like, why don't you come have dinner with me? And I'm thinking, oh, my God, she's going to kill me. She has a huge house. She could kill me. Nobody knows
I've been there. Ain't nobody,
But I went and I had dinner with her, this woman. The women in my family are Amazons, so I'm the only little one. And so I went and had dinner with her, and we were talking. And when we have these moments, they are so great. And I said, well, you know, I got to go after 3 hours. She goes, why? You're in a hurry. I said, because we know 5 more minutes and you're going to get on my nerves. She was like, well, she said, I don't understand. Why can't we? I said, I put the past behind us that last time I had to apologize to you, and everybody kept saying it didn't come out right. I said, but you know me, I have no gray area. Once I'm done, I'm done.
Tara?
Mm-hmm.
Tara still with us?
I'm here.
Okay. Tara, we are so happy you called in, and you have anything else you want to close in before we let you go, and make sure you call in next Tuesday, the following Tuesday, and the following Tuesday, and the following.
I was trying to get it on my calendar when I can. I just wanted to let everybody know that here in the Brick City, we do have Brick City Bricks for Kids, and Brick City Bricks for Kids will be at the Newark Museum on Saturday, April 5th. From 10 to 4 p.m. at the Mini Makers Fair. Bring your children, bring the family, anyone who wants to do anything with their hands, and come out and
Sounds good. That sounds great. Tara, we're gonna bring another caller in, and we will look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.
Thanks,
we have Dawn
Bye-bye.
Coming in. Dawn?
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I have been listening to your show, and I found it very interesting. So I wanted to also put something out there and get your opinion. We have young girls watching us, but what they're really also looking at is what's going on in the media. We have all these different shows, Basketball Wives and the people from Atlanta and the hip hop people.
Yes.
And they perpetrate violence on each other. So this is what our young girls are seeing.
Right.
So what do we do about that? How do you think we would go and correct something like that? Because these are the images that they are seeing. They see us, too. But the attention
you know
and the focus happens to be on this.
I so agree with you.
That's
and
excellent.
Because I mentioned younger women, and I don't watch those shows, and I can't wrap my brain around the drama on the shows because I had to explain to this one young guy, you know, your wife better not act like that for real, because if she do, we need to get to a new one when you get married. So what I did was I changed the time that I meet with certain groups of people. They can't see it. They're with me. Redirection. It's not redirection with, you know, like I'm going to sneak and do it. I told them. guys, I'm going to read it. We're going to change our meeting time because I don't want you guys being influenced by what you see in the media. I don't want you
But it's impossible. It's impossible for them not. It's just impossible for them not to see what
not
the media
everything.
Is dishing out there because it's on a radio, it's on a TV,
yeah.
it's in a paper, it's on a flyer, it's on a computer. Jackie, what? Come on, Jackie, you haven't opened up your mouth.
Right. No. And I was just about to say, you know, especially with I volunteered at the Boys and Girls Club, and it's about you know, countering with something else. Yeah, they're going to watch these shows, but what you need to help them understand is that this is not how you live your life. This is not how you go forward. This is not how you become successful. This is not how, you know, you carry yourself as a woman. Because, you know, and what I've had to bust a lot of bubbles is a lot of these shows are scripted and edited so that they get the juicier tidbits so that they can
be
on TV.
The very first
season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I did watch it back then, there was, and I forgot her name, but it was Eric Snow's wife. You know they didn't bring her back onto the show because she was not controversial.
She carried the controversy.
She didn't act a fool.
Right.
She wasn't ridiculous.
Right.
And this is how we have to school our young women to be. How you carry yourself is how people look at you and how you're labeled. And it's not cute to be a badass bitch or a badass chick in the street. That's not what's going to get you a good job. That's not what's going to get you into a good school. That's not going to get you married to the kind of man that you dream about being married about.
Some of them dream about being married
to that
raggedy-ass nigga. Yeah, absolutely.
Because they think that's what it is. Even in that area.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
The thing is that we have to offer our young women something different and showing them what's reality and what's not. And I don't care how much they label it reality TV, it's not.
It's not. We have to do it at home because even a lot of times our young girls
to a point, it's not reality TV. I work for a company that is on TV that people see every day, every minute
of
the day.
Is this Dawn talking?
It is, yes.
Dawn, because I hate to tell you, you sound just like a sister, but go ahead.
What did you say?
Your voice sounds exactly like your sister, so I had to find out which one of y'all was talking.
No, it's me.
We both were.
It's me. All of it's not. You know, there are some parts that are scripted so that the audience can want more and come back for
right.
more. But not
right.
everything is scripted, especially
right.
somebody popping you in your face because
something's real.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
No.
And that's
you're
not
going to hit
that.
Me in my face and get away with it. But what I was saying is these young kids are seeing this and they're perpetrating it on each other too. And they think it's okay. And it's
well,
not
let me
okay.
ask a question. Let me ask all you ladies a question. Do you think the reason why everything is going in such a disarray is because these young women we're talking about have become young mothers at such a young age,
no.
they haven't even matured enough to even understand
no.
what it is to be a woman yet?
I think we have too much access to everything. Remember back in the day when the TV shut off at 12 a.m.? It went dark
you
for a while.
No,
on the TV. Yes, it shut off, and we didn't have all the channels. We didn't have all the music. And so it's just too – we allow any and everything to be on TV because truth be told, a lot of these young girls are watching these shows with their parents, with their mom.
Exactly.
And it's just too – we have too much access. So while they're watching the shows with their mom, there needs to be some teaching going on.
It's more than that because think about how things have changed. I don't know if I'm the only one that pays attention to this. Remember the ratings, G, PG, PG-13, whatever.
Yeah.
What they rate PG-13 has a lot of sex and violence in it these days. Blows my mind that, oh, my God, this is a PG-13 movie. Are you kidding
because
me?
They're feeling that at 13,
cartoons
they
like
that. Comprehend this and that it's okay and that they're not impressionable. But at 13, that's a prime impressionable age and that
right.
this is still what you think is acceptable at 13 for 13-year-olds to watch. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But
again,
even cartoons have profanity in it.
Listen, the cartoons back when we were coming up were very violent.
Yes, they were, and they cussed, and they had dirty jokes. It's just that we didn't pay attention to that the way kids pay attention to everything now. There was a documentary done on that about how it's not so much as, oh, my God, what they're seeing. It's just that they're seeing more of it than what we saw because we
it's
have
not just
ha-ha
funny anymore. For us, it was ha-ha funny.
And it's how you take it. They spend too much time being desensitized by certain things.
Yes.
There's no implementation of the things we do.
Let me tell you how ignorant we are, some women are. There was a thing on Facebook, a girlfriend I went to high school with. She took a picture. She said, I am so disgusted. There was a girl, a young girl, who had her license plate that said, I'm a ratchet hoe.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
You got a mother. You have to have
but
a mother.
But there's pride in that. Let me tell you.
I am a ratchet. Wait, I'm not finished. I am not finished. I am a ratchet hoe. And now we, and I ain't even going to put no names out there, but people that Jackie and I know wanted on their birthday cake. I'm a bad bitch. Really?
Yes.
You're almost 50 years old and you're a bad bitch. Really? Honestly?
Okay,
wait a minute.
Wait. Women identify themselves as this type of bitch or that type of bitch. It's gone on for years. I traced it back to the 20s. It's just done a different way every generation. And as soon as women realize that being a bitch is not all that, as soon as they understand that that's not the title that you want to hold, because I don't know too many CEOs.
Well, at 50 years old, at almost 50, we should know these things.
And
we should know at
15.
At
almost,
but you
weren't going to
call me that at any age. At any
exactly.
age, you weren't going to call me the B word.
That's my endearing word.
That is trying to say, I haven't realized, I'm getting ready to be 50, and I really don't want to be 50 yet. I'm trying to hold on to the youth, so I'm going to act like them.
You got a point there. You do have a point.
You should be leading by example. You're not setting an example. And I'm going to say, at almost 50, you never had a good example. If you're almost 50, and I'm a bad bitch on your birthday again. Get real.
Yeah, we have to lead by example. We have to. We have to start sending more messages and better messages
out. All
right,
ladies, we have to say goodnight to Dawn. Dawn, please call back.
Good night,
ladies.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for
having
me.
You're welcome. You're so very welcome. Ladies, we have to close it out. I am going to start out with Jackie with your closing remarks. Jackie, what are you thinking?
Again, you know, it's about, a lot of it is about self-pride. You know, we have to teach ourselves as well as those who come behind us about self-pride so that we don't hate on each other. We don't hate on ourselves. Or when we're feeling some kind of way, we perpetuate that onto others.
Right. Sig, what about you, sis?
Everything everybody said, we're probably not going to say about the same thing. I got to do my Black History plug. There is a challenge. My Black is Beautiful. I posted it on our page. It's post your picture and tell why your Black is beautiful. It's for women. It's a 30-day challenge. The rules are up there. They have a website. They have a Facebook page. It is totally awesome. Black women coming together in support of one another, appreciating what makes their Black beautiful. I encourage everybody to hit it up. I encourage everybody to take the challenge. Put your own 30-day date on that. Just do the challenge. I would love to see some pictures posted of some people that I know and tell me why their Black is beautiful.
Sounds good.
Cool.
And to Tay, my sister, what are you thinking?
My thing is everybody knows how they communicate. You know your strong points, and you know your weak points. So take a look at the weak points and make them a little bit stronger. Do something a little different. I want to, you know, challenge all our listeners. If you've been cutting up, if you've been hating on your sister, if your communication is not that tight, then just work on it. Nobody's asking anybody for perfection. Just work on it.
Well, here's my closing thoughts. Mind your damn business unless somebody asks you. And instead of having something negative to say, find something positive. Because even though her skirt might be too short, the shirt might be a little pretty. So if you're going to give a negative, also give a positive.
Because what
That's
mama used to say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
I can't do that. That ain't going to be me. But if I am going to say something bad, I will definitely follow up with, well, at least your hair look cute. So with that being said, ladies, another great night. I love you sisters dearly, and we will be back next Tuesday.
All
good
right.
Night,
thank
ladies.
You, guys.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Dale holds us down. We got to say good night to Dale. He holds us down every Tuesday.
Good night.
Besides, relationships are for people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Why are we here? Let's be honest. Why are we here? There are some clear indications, and then there are some confusing indications. You can be in a relationship with somebody for a really long time, but the connection isn't there anymore, but you're still having sex. And he may just be there just for that, or she may be there just for that, but that connection is what's keeping us together. My job is to try to find the truth.
The truth.
You're in a relationship.
Everybody say they want the truth. Everybody say they want real, but they want that shit sugar-coated and dipped in honey with strawberries all lined around it. And I don't own no... I do it free is how you deliver it. It really is how you deliver it. If you approach me wrong, I'm not going to receive it. Even when our parents used to yell at us, we shut down. We didn't always receive it because of the way it was delivered. How do you think a woman should put that to a man? How do you think that a woman should say to a man, this doesn't work for me? Or, you know, I'm not getting what I need from you.
I'm just so excited because tonight is the premiere of the Every Woman Talk Show. I am Natae, one of your co-hosts, and I am joined by a fantastic panel of women this evening, Uli, Signature, and Jackie. We're all sisters with different opinions. So for the next hour, we're going to talk about...
Shadow, Radio.